It's time to get away, get away, get away.
And it's this time of the morning on a Tuesday. That means it's time to get away with Dre. Dre's here once again to talk about travel on a Tuesday so you can get away for the weekend. Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers, Aravinda and Livia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling and more time exploring, as per weather reports offered to you by 2SER Breakfast. It's getting warmer. And Dre's here to talk about some of your more secluded beaches you can get away to. Hey, Dre, how are you going?
Oh, yeah. We winked at each other and we said secluded beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of beaches, Danny.
Have you done the research? How many beaches we got?
Yes, I did. I'm going to be exact here, okay? So it's 10,685,002. Now, wait for it, 11,761 recorded beaches, because it all depends on what defines a beach.
Well, what does define a beach?
Sand, water, there you go.
And, wow, science corner.
A lot of the beaches we have here are quite crowded, right?
Yes.
A lot of the good beaches as well. So I thought this time, why don't we go a little hunting for ones that are less frequented?
Do I dare let you do this?
Oh, I know. For you, you definitely wouldn't, because...
Yeah. I love a secluded beach.
That's true. But these ones, you'll have to work for it, because, Danny, paradise doesn't come easy.
Oh, well,
right?
Working with you has been an exercise in that lesson every week.
You learnt that the hard way.
I did.
But now I wanted to... So for this one, you've got to walk to get to these beaches, because
okay.
How nice is it to be engulfed in nature, work hard for it, and then have a really nice cool down after?
That sounds pretty good.
So start early, pack a bag, pack some lunch, pack your cozzies, and be rewarded with a clean beach with great water and all to yourself. But PSA, because these beaches are secluded, they're not patrolled.
All right.
So be mindful of those changing tides and beach water safety as well.
Indeed. And go the Blues. New South Wales has over 892 beaches spoiled for choice. First place we're going to go to is Snake Bay in Shoalhaven.
Yes. So this is part of Maramarang National Park. It's a 7K return walk. And I would say it's medium grade because there's a lot of rock scrambling. And I kid you not, there's massive rocks on a beach and there's about three beaches that you pass and you're literally hopping on top of these rocks. So balance is the key, dear Padawan.
No.
But it's a very pretty walk and it blends the forest and the coast beautifully. We actually did this walk recently. So you can extend the whole walk into a full-blown hike and camp adventure. Why not, Danny, right? Why not? This pretty beach to Snake Bay makes up the first part of like a three-day Maramarang South Coast walk.
Yeah.
So you can really blow it out. But if you just want to do it in the day, just go from Pretty Beach all the way to Snake Bay. So it starts at Pretty Beach.
I tell you what, I like the sound of Pretty Beach more than I like the sound of Snake Bay.
That's true. Well, it's something prettier than something dangerous, right? But they're both very pretty.
Snake Bay sounds like where Skeletor used to go swimming.
It's like you're there in the water, but then you're actually trying to strangle snakes at the same time.
Yes.
I mean, adventurous, isn't it?
That's right.
So the trail actually starts on the shore. So you walk onto the beach, you go onto the shore, and then you follow the coastline. But because the walk, you follow the coastline, you've got to start at low tide.
All right.
You should avoid the trail during days of very rough surf or strong winds, because that's a bit dangerous. Also, it's dangerous to get to Snake Bay. Nah, jokes. But definitely one to try, because the trail is so picturesque and you don't come by a lot of people, which is quite crazy. The only people you'll see on the trail are these like local surfers that walk along the coast to try to get to those secret surf spots that the locals only know. But if the trail isn't a treat already, which it is because it's very beautiful, I'll pop some photos up. When you get to Snake Bay, you have this gorgeous small beach all to yourself.
That sounds pretty all right. Maitland Bay Beach in Booty National Park is where we're going to next.
Mm-hmm. So this is in the Central Coast in Booty National Park. So the Maitland Bay track is actually one of the most popular walks in the national park, but it doesn't get crowded, so that's quite interesting.
That's nice.
As well. So it's a short 2K return walk, but...
Always a but.
It is steep, which you'll get a great butt if you do it, because, you know, it's all about the stairs. So the walk down is fine, because it's stairs, but what goes down must come up. So give yourself a good hour to do a return walk, because that uphill is crazy it's not hard. It's just crazy, yeah. I would say. But you could also, if you want to extend your walk, you can do some beach hopping. So once you get to the other beach, you can do another 3 kilometre walk to Putty Beach. And then you can get picked up there. Don't worry. Yes, yeah, there's that too. You've got to plan that yourself. Or retrace your steps back.
And this one starts at the Maitland Bay Info Centre?
Yes. So it takes you through the gullies, Booty Grand Deep, rainforest and some rock landings before you get to the Maitland Bay Beach, which you'll have the beach all to yourself. It's got beautiful sand, nice water. It's usually calm because it's a bay. It's protected by larger waves. But time it, I would say, time it around low tide, because on the bay's eastern end, you actually see remains of the PS Maitland, which was shipwrecked from gnarly winds back in 1898.
Wow.
And the winds like this became known as the Maitland Gales. That's how bad it was. It sunk pretty quickly. And out of 63 people on board, 24 died. And I want to add this story in. One of the survivors was actually a baby.
Oh, wow.
Which grew to, and then she lived to the age of 90. And then when she passed away, her ashes were brought back to the ship and scattered. Did she want that? I don't know. I don't know.
That's not what I want to be thinking about while
you're at the
navigating
beach.
This walk.
Secluded beach.
Resolute Beach in Corungo Chase National Park is our last destination for this week.
There's a lot closer for us, yes. And
yes.
It's a favourite of mine. So you do a little hike to get there, obviously.
Of course you do a little hike.
And this little hike is 3 hours long.
Oh, God.
So you do the Resolute Loop walk. The beach itself is so nice and remote. We always get this beach to ourselves. I don't know why no one goes here. It's So it starts at the Resolute Picnic Area at Corungo Chase National Park. Or you can walk, get to Mackerel Beach and then connect the walk Resolute, which is, yes, the perfect word for it. The walk to Great Mackerel Beach is actually quite nice, but you actually go through some private property before continuing on to Resolute Beach. The private property, they're allowed.
All right, I was going to say.
Restricted property.
Oh, cool. You're promoting trespassing once again. Thanks.
Obviously, and you actually, like, people are chasing you. But when you're there, the Resolute Loop Walk, there's other trails that you can go to and check out. So you can branch off and do the West Head Lookout, which is this nice viewing area that gives you views across the Pittwater, across Hawkesbury River, and also to the Barrenjoey Headland. So that's how far up north you are. And the lookout itself is a World War II site. There's also an Aboriginal heritage site that's quite famous that you can visit as well. It's the Red Hands Track. So that's just another 800-metre walk, and you get all of that in one.
And if you want to take public transport, you can catch the ferry and get off at Mackerel Beach.
Yeah, so that in itself is a fun activity.
Yeah.
Or you can drive to Corungo Chase National Park and park there.
Lovely to get away with you once again, Dre. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
You're welcome, Daddy.